night while it's raining. Enemies gonna have a lot harder time detecting you, seeing you, and you can use that to your advantage. Also at night, some of the guys will be asleep in their beds, so it might be easier for you to take them out or just to sneak by without making a sound. So we really encourage people to like really check out the different opportunities they have.
So one thing we can do while you guys are driving there is if you press that and you hit R1, yeah, over. So here you have all your different skills. So you have weapon skills, drone skills, character skills, rebel skills, and these are just as you level up, as you gain skill points, you can just upgrade those as you go. And then we hit R1 again. So this is a feature that was originally in GRFS, the previous game, and it's come back. It's called Gunsmith. And what's kind of cool if you press square is that we have, now press X. Now, what it is we have more than 80 weapons in the game, and you can customize every single aspect of the game, right? The barrel length, the trigger guard, the magazine size, the scope, like everything is fully customizable. And so you can... Yeah, you don't have that many accessories unlocked right now, but as you progress, for example, you could get a grenade underbarrel, you could get like an infrared scope, you could get a longer sort of stock for better stability. You know, they all of it impacts sort of your the weapons.
What better suits your playstyle, basically.
So the day and night actually makes a difference in this game.
Exactly. So not only visibility, but like you said, man, like we'll have the enemies, some of them won't be sleeping, you know, so you have less dudes on guard and stuff like that. So it really does impact what's going on. And so now keep in mind that that's just the basic drone that you have to start the game. But as you go on and level up, you'll be able to unlock things like the explosive drone, the noisemaker drone, the EMP drone. You'll be able to take out electronics and stuff like that. Alright, looks like somebody's setting up targets right now. So if you notice those little numbers over the guys that are marked, basically one of the teammates is setting up different targets for each one of us. Now, if you were playing by yourself, offline, with AI, you'd be able to do the same thing, order your AI teammates to perform a sync shot and take them all out at once. Here for us, now we're in co-op, it's more like we're going to have to pick out our targets, we're just going to have to call one and do this as coordinated as possible. Now, it seems like we have a heavy fog that fell now over the entire region, which is cool because we hadn't seen this all day. Like, this is the first time we've actually seen this fog appear in this area. So, really, again, another thing that could really help us out in our gameplay. So now we're going to land near this extraction point, what we call rally points. It's our way in the game of fast traveling between areas because our game is so huge that you can obviously fly everywhere or drive everywhere or use boats and stuff like that. But if you want to travel really quickly, you could unlock these rally points and go there really quickly.
So that was like a basic sort of province, right? Like that's starting out, you guys, fairly simple, not too difficult. So now I think you guys should go to Montevideo.
Yeah.
So one of the more difficult provinces.
Yeah, so we're going to take you to a real camp, a real challenge, right?
So you can sort of see the evolution of the game, right?
Okay.
So you started with a basic game, there's a few guys, wasn't too difficult, right? So now you're going to see how all the different sort of ingredients that sort of add up.
So now in these camps, we're going to have stuff like surface-air missiles, we're going to have machine gun nests, we're going to have mortar, we're going to have alarms, we're going to have generators, we're going to have armored doors, we're going to have a bunch of stuff. So we're going to try and not get detected and recon the area thoroughly, see what we can take out before we go in, because if we go in with guns blazing, it's going to be extremely visible. And again, this is we're taking you to another province. But, you know, we had tons more missions to do in that province where we were right away. And that's what's cool about our game is that you're free to go wherever you want, whenever, you know. You're not locked down into a province once you're starting. Mission here, mission there.
You said there was, like, what? You said about 100 missions? You said something like that?
We have more than 100. That's just story missions, right? So regular sort of boss missions and stuff like that. But then you also have all your side missions, right? Like, so all your rebel ops missions and side activities and stuff like that. And then we also have special missions, which are like the big boss missions, right, that you unlock as you progress.
Yeah.
And then we also have events, right, like random sort of events that pops up, like civilians being robbed by like cartel guys and stuff like that. And you have sort of rewards for those as well.
Yeah, so I mean, it just rewards your exploration, right? You could just decide, I just want to explore the jungle, and as you're going through the jungle, you might find like this plane carcass or something like that defended by a few guys with resources, and it can be very rewarding, you know, just to experience the actual world.
And for the and what's cool about the in fact for the story missions, they're in any order, right? So it's like if you want to just go to the other side of the map and start doing that boss's missions or do the boss missions over there, you can jump back and forth. And the reason we do that is to sort of make co-op better, right? So if you've done all this big progression over here, but you want to play with your friend, and he's only done these missions, but you guys want to do these missions together, then you can kind of group up to do that.
Yes. So it's like, so far, night and day makes a difference, and weather makes a difference too, because you said the fog helped
you. Yeah, absolutely.
And you said the weather's also pretty random.
Yeah, it is.
Like earlier on, it was raining. Right now, we have the fog, so it might help us out a bit.
It might also limit sniping distance.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So basically, all strategy depends on everything that's being involved in the game.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, and he mentioned sniping, right? We also have bullet drop, right, for a sniper, right? So you're going to have to really evaluate the distance between you and your target and get that bullet drop and stuff like that. We're really going for that realism.
So you can kind of say, so the province you were in before was mostly forests and rocks, and then now you're in a more mountainous region, right? Like more mountains and sort of hills and stuff like that. So based on where you are, the terrain sort of drastically changes, right?
Yeah. So we flew up to this rally point here, and we're getting a briefing right now to give us an idea of what there is to do in this province. Sometimes you land in the province and you don't have a clear mission. Sometimes you have to go around and discover intel, which will unlock stuff. So you're going to have to explore in certain situations.
Yeah, so kind of like Seb said, in the intel gathering is a big part of the game, where interrogating guys, hacking computers, finding sort of clues that will lead you to mission unlocks and to locate enemies and stuff like that.
Oh, well, actually, a couple of questions. It seems pretty intense.
So
how do you manage to capture this intensity? Like what goes into all of that? Especially because you were just talking about bullet drops and stuff like that. Yeah, like, you've added so much into this game from previous Tom Clancy games. Mm. Like, I remember playing Rainbow Six, and it was just, like, completely different than what you're trying to show me right now.
So what's kind of cool about the game is, like, there's all these things for you that you can play with as a player, right? Like, you can get involved in the rebel skills, you can get involved in the weapon customization, you can do all that, but none of it's really mandatory, right? So if you just want to play, like, I just want to play a game, I just want to play a shooter, you can do that as well, right? There's nothing sort of, the game is sort of open to all play styles, right? Like, if you just want to go in, run and gun, and just shoot a bunch of people and have fun, like, you can do that too, right? So we have the things, like all this sort of the really sort of hardcore, more tactical stuff available for you to play with, but there's never, at no point are the missions telling you have to do that to accomplish the mission, right? It's kind of like how you want to play.
Yeah. Although, not all missions can be done necessarily by doing just stealth or just by doing running guns. Certain missions, you're going to start off stealth, and this can end into a real, you know, firefight. You're going to have to get out there as quickly as possible. Also, depending on your teammates, you're going to have different play styles, right? And very often people think, well, you know, if I'm playing with my buddies, the games would be a lot easier than if I'm playing with the AI, but we actually, in our playtest, we found that that's not true, because your friends don't always listen that much, right? You know what I mean? So you're going to try and go in stealth, and then one guy's going to throw a grenade and all hell breaks loose, right? So depending on the situation, you know, you might be better off in single player with your AI teammates, or just with one of your buddies, or just with two, or even three, right? Like I said, these camps with lots of different ingredients are going to make them more or less challenging. Things like, for example, like alarms, right? You're going to see, like, alarm boxes and stuff like that. If you do not take them out and you get detected, they're going to call for reinforcements with those alarms, and all of a sudden, you're going to have three choppers and two cars coming at you from the back, and they're going to force you to move. So you always have to be very careful about what you're getting into, right? And that's why we have a whole recon. Recon's at the center of everything. If you don't recon an area correctly, well, you're probably going to get shot.
Is the original concept that you came up with, the guy idea, different than what the final product came out to be?
It's obviously, there's certain things, you know, as you know, we've been working on the game for almost 5 years now. So there's certain things that you're able to do, certain things that you can't do, certain things that change that you try and then you need to do different. But for the most part, the core philosophy has always been about freedom of choice and about being able to play how you want to play. And for us, that actually goes back to two things. It goes back to the very first Ghost Recon games, which were always about big open environments and about doing missions sort of as you want, right? They were not scripted at all, right? So this is our sort of modern take on those original games. And then there's also sort of the real, you know, we did a lot of research on this game, you know, about cartels, about Bolivia, about special operations. And when we were talking to the real special operations guys, for, you know, the thing we learned is a lot of it is really about sort of it's not just going in and killing your target and getting out. A lot of it is about sort of long-term operation planning, like tracking down leads that leads you to this and then leads you to this other thing. And so about intel gathering, about reconnaissance, about all these things. And that was sort of a big inspiration us for the beginning, you know, in how we sort of constructed the missions and the systems.
I mean, you can tell because it, the way it feels, it makes you not want to rush through and just shoot.
You're
kind of like, hold on a second.
It makes you
want to be reserved and actually be planning and think out. Like,
absolutely.
You know, I want to play the game, but I also want to follow you guys because you guys have been doing this for a long amount of time.
Like, you know, we could do something like, we go around the back, we create a huge distraction, and you just sneak in. You know what I mean? There's never just one way to do everything, right? We really have that freedom. And hey, you're playing with us right now, but if you decide to go do another mission, you know, 3 kilometers away, you could do that without us.
So you can go do stuff on your own.
Even in co-op, right? Yeah. So all four of you could be doing 4 different missions at the same time and still be in the same.
Or you can have 2 and 2, basically.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So what do you think people will like most about this game?
Honestly, I think what's going to like the most is just the freedom of choice, man. I think it's just going to be the freedom that you have. That you're not locked down to playing with buddies because, you know, something's too hard or something like that. But you can go wherever you want at any moment. And choose, hey, I'm going to jump in co-op at this moment to play with my boys. And then, you know what, like, if I'm tired of it after 10 minutes, I can just go back into single player. Or if I just want to play with one of them. I really like the flexibility that you have in the game. And also, one of the really big cool points is just really our world and the different environments, right? We have 11 different ecosystems. And you really feel the difference between the dense jungle and then when you're going up into the snowy mountains and you go into the desert, and it really changes the gameplay, right? Because you figure, like, okay, in the desert, it's a lot easier to snipe guys because there's less things blocking you, but it's also a lot easier for them to hit you. You know what I mean? Whereas, you know, when you're in the jungle, it might be a bit better to do some stealth, go around things and stuff like that. So it's just the variety and the freedom that you have. That's what I like the most. And you ask Sam, he's going to tell you the story because you wrote it.
That's fine.
So... how did y'all manage to get the story across that you were really trying to get with this game?
Yeah, so for us, it's kind of like, you know, we had to take a different approach because the thing is, like, we knew we wanted to make a co-op game and we wanted it to be as open to matchmaking as possible, right? So we didn't want it to be like, oh, if you've done part of the story and he's done another part of the story, you guys can't play together, right? The idea is that anyone can play together and it doesn't impact the story. So what we really did is we focused less on plot and more on characters, and also on this idea of almost like a serial TV show, right? Like Law and Order, for example, right? Like, so you watch any episode in any order, and it doesn't matter. And that's what provinces are for us, right? So the province is like this mini story inside this global story, right? So there's a story of the cartel and them falling apart and them turning on each other and stuff like that. But then inside you have these mini stories that you can sort of go and, like, I'm going to go play a little bit of this story, but then I'm going to go play a little bit of this story and learn about this crazy guy. I'm going to learn about the guy whose job is to, like, melt humans inside acid, right? And now I'm going to go play the mission about the guy who's, like, he's like a narco-corrido singer, which means the cartel pays him to write songs about them, right? So I'm going to go to his concert and see what he's singing about, you know? And now I'm going to go meet Nidia Flores, the beauty queen, who's, like, in charge of all smuggling for the cartel, and she's building these submarines for them to move cocaine, right? So you have all these sort of different characters, and actually if you zoom out a little bit, you can see a few of them, and then zoom out one more level. So you have all the different sort of characters, and you also have the different sort of operations, right? So within all these different provinces, they're grouped into sort of production, so all the different ways they're making cocaine, from the leaf to the paste to the actual product, and then smuggling, all the different ways they're moving it in, out of the country and moving the money in. Security is, of course, like the way they're protecting their money and their drugs and also killing anyone that's against them. And then you have, like, what I think is the most interesting is influence. So influence is like the propaganda of the cartel, right? It's how they're using religion, TV, movies, music, social media, all these things to get people on their side, right? They're building churches, they're building schools, they're providing employment, all these things that get people to sort of support them, right? So you have sort of all these different characters and all these different storylines that you can follow, and it, you know, for the most part, completely non-linear.
Is there anything else that you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, so we've got we got more than 30 bosses. We've got more than 60 vehicles. We've got more than 80 weapons. We've got more than 11 ecosystems. We've got 10,000 operations.
Yeah, we've got 10,000 different combinations.
10,000 different customizations of weapon customization.
That billion different possibilities to customize a character that really makes it feel unique.
More than 100 story missions, and the game's coming out on March 7th on PS4, Xbox One, and PC.
Is there anything in specific that you guys enjoy most about the game?
I like, so what's kind of cool is, like, as you're progressing in the game, as you're doing missions and stuff, you start to see, it's like this sort of like, you start to see the house of cards tumble, like, within the cards now, right? Like, so if I've done a bunch of sort of missions in, like, the security branch, then the two guys who are the brothers in security, they're going to, like, turn on each other, and one's going to kill the other, right? Like, you're going to have these sort of moments where this perfectly run organization, this, you know, that's bringing billions of dollars a week, is going to start sort of falling apart because of what you're doing, right? So that, for me, is kind of cool. It's like, and it really depends on how you do the missions and how that happens. And I like that a lot.
I'm going to say the same thing I'm saying up to now, but me, it's really the freedom, right? You know, I really enjoy not being pegged out into, like, a linear kind of story where I have to go from point A to point B. I really enjoy knowing that, hey, I can play offline and still be just as successful as if I was online with my buddies. I like to know that, hey, if I'm tired of from province and I want to, you know, I'm tired of the desert and I want to go to the jungle, I can do that right away and have a great time. You know, it's really that freedom that you don't really get usually in every game. And you know what, even in traditional open worlds, you're still, you know, it's open world, but you're still going from one point to the other, and they're kind of really holding your hand, and us really, we're letting you decide what you want to do. You're creating your own story, you know. And so everybody's going to have different experiences. And be like, hey man, when I got to that camp, I got there at night, I just snuck in, snuck out, it was super easy. And you'd be like, man, I spent 3 hours there during the day, you know, there's so many guys and stuff like that. And you know, everybody writes a different story, that's what I like.
And I mean, the other thing that's cool also that I really enjoy a lot is sort of like how, you know, we put so much time into sort of the research and into the country and all that. So we wanted to stay really authentic. So you'll see a lot of sort of the real places of Bolivia, right? Like, you'll see the red light, you'll see the sulfides, you'll see they have this road in Bolivia that's called, it's literally called the Death Road, because it's the most dangerous road in the world, because, like, more people die on this road ever, and you can drive on that road in the game, right? We have, you know, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, we have the spot where they die, you know, in Bolivia. So we have all these sort of real-life places in the game.